It was dark now, as it becomes dark quickly after the sun sets in September. He lay against the worn wood of the bow and rested all that he could. The first stars were out. He did not know the name of Rigel, but he saw it, and knew soon they would all be out, and he would have all his distant friends. "The fish is my friend, too," he said aloud. "I have never seen or heard of such a fish, but I must kill him. I am glad we do not have to try to kill the stars." Imagine if each day a man must try to kill the moon, he thought. The moon runs away. But imagine if a man each day should have to try to kill the sun. We were born lucky, he thought. Then he was sorry for the great fish that had nothing to eat, and his determination to kill him never relaxed in his sorrow for him. How many people will he feed, he thought. But are they worthy to eat him? No, of course not. There is no one worthy of eating him from the manner of his behavior and his great dignity. I do not understand these things, he thought, but it is good that we do not have to try to kill the sun or the moon or the stars. It is enough to live on the sea and kill our true brothers. Now, he thought, I must think about the drag. It has its perils and its merits. I may lose so much line that I will lose him. If he makes his effort, and the drag made by the oars is in place, and the boat loses all her lightness. Her lightness prolongs both our suffering, but it is my safety, since he has great speed that he has never yet employed. No matter what passes, I must gut the dolphin, so he does not spoil, and eat some of him to be strong. Now I will rest an hour more, and feel that he is solid and steady, before I move back to the stern to do the work and make the decision. In the meantime, I can see how he acts, and if he shows any changes. The oars are a good trick, but it has reached the time to play for safety. He is much fish still, and I saw that the hook was in the corner of his mouth, and he has kept his mouth tight shut. The punishment of the hook is nothing. The punishment of hunger, and that he is against something that he does not comprehend, is everything. Rest now, old man, and let him work until your next duty comes. He rested for what he believed to be 2 hours. The moon did not rise now until late, and he had no way of judging the time. Nor was he really resting, except comparatively. He was still bearing the pull of the fish across his shoulders, but he placed his left hand on the gunwale of the boat and confided more and more of the resistance to the fish to the skiff itself. How simple it would be if I could make the line fast, he thought. But with one small lurch he could break it. I must cushion the pull of the line with my body, and at all times be ready to give line with both hands.